that he is the founder of Irish Trees. Well, it's appropriate we chat on this National Tree Week. Hello, Bob Hamilton.
Jerry, how are you? Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
I'm really good, and thank you for joining us. Just tell our listeners, what's the concept behind Irish Trees?
Jerry, just to give you a long story short, I would have been a career banker 35 years.
Right.
And I would always had an interest in art and landscape. I did a lot of landscaping on the side to help pay the mortgage, along the way. And when I retired, I decided I wanted to do something with more so, more depth. And funnily enough, unfortunately, my aunt passed away early 63 at an operating table for a small procedure that unfortunately didn't go well.
Oh.
And I was asked by her sons to try and find an Irish urn, cremation urn, to hold the ashes.
Yes, yes.
And I couldn't find anything, and I had the time. So after I had something commissioned, indeed from a chap, Seamus Cassidy, in Slane, fantastic wood turner, and we used that at the ceremony, and our sons who are living in Australia were absolutely delighted when they came back to find what it had made for them. And then I thought, well, I think I may not be the only person, or they may not be the only people looking for handmade urns inspired by heritage. And out of that, I set up Irish Urns. And 90% of our urns will go to the USA, Irish American diaspora. And then out of that, a lot of American families were telling me they're planting memorial trees. And so I would have offered memorial trees. We've a firm land up on the lakeside in Dunal, and we offer people memorial tree planting service. So, for example, Jerry, your best friend's father were to die, and he wants to do something more than a simple card or a mass card or a bunch of flowers. You'd organise the planting of perhaps an oak tree.
Oh.
Tomorrow, then, your friend would get a certificate to say a native Irish oak tree has been planted for me off whoever, to say Tommy Hamilton. A mighty oak for a mighty man might be a sentiment you choose to put on it.
Yes.
And your name's on behalf of Jerry. And then we'd send it out with a card, handwritten with your message, and your friend would have it the next day. And they can come and visit the tree, etc. So, and from there, the memorial tree is just going about 3 years. And then from there, a lot of people were looking to plant trees just to do something for the environment and businesses and individuals. And the land and the Nile wouldn't have been of a size I'd need to plant, a high number of trees. So
yes.
I would have collaborated with Randall Plunkett, Lord Dunsany.
Yes.
And he would have, and be well known around the world for his passion for rewilding. He's set aside 750 acres to go back to nature. And with that, he's looking to plant trees, and I was looking for somewhere to plant trees. So we've collaborated on that. And so now individuals and businesses can subscribe to plant trees on a once-off basis or an ongoing basis.
Terrific.
And for all sorts of different reasons. So I'm very much been brought back into the landscape. And I have to say, it is very fulfilling, and it is overall an awful lot more soulful.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's a terrific idea. I really do. I love it. I have to say I love it. And we were talking to Aine and Ilona at the start of the week on Monday, and she just made the point, that we've got to plant more trees and more native trees as well. This country can take any amount more. We've nearly, at one stage in our history, there were so many cut down and done away with. We're only catching up now.
Yeah, I think, Jerry, at one stage, Ireland would have had about 80% of the land was covered in trees.
Yes.
It's been stripped back, and the 40 shades of green is now green in terms of grass or crop rather than trees. And there's only 2% of the landmass is covered with native trees, 11% in all, but most of those are conifers.
Yes.
Short-lived, and most will be harvested. So I think everybody has a role, whether you're doing it at home in your back garden, or whether you're doing it through the likes of us or any sort of tree charity, everybody has an opportunity to invest in the environment and literally give something back, because nature has been pillaged, not just by our generation, but generations before us. We need to give back, because without that, there won't be a future. And as Aine said, I've attended a few of the things in what I spoke to this week, is that everybody has an opportunity to do something.
Yes.
And as of yesterday, I had the Dutch delegation over who would have rescued 2 million trees in the last 2 years, taking them primarily from roadsides where before county councils get in with their hedge trimmers and they take out saplings and relocate them, give them away, which is a beautiful idea to get millions more trees out. to people.
Yeah, and the memorial aspect of it is beautiful, and it's a lovely touch. But, of course, the world's your oyster, because trees have been planted now with you for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, the birth of a baby, just to express gratitude even to people. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Well, look, I get nothing, but I have to say, I've never got anything but positive feedback from the recipients. And what I was amazed, Jerry, when I set this up, is that I wasn't expecting to hear back from the recipients, the people who didn't buy the tree. The people who the tree was bought for,
yes,
and contact me. I get emails and phone calls from people telling me how much it's mattered to them. And in fairness, what I did as well early on is I partnered with three national charities, the Irish Hospice Foundation, Laura Lynn and Felicon. Obviously, the Irish Hospice, everybody knows what that does. Laura Lynn is the children's hospice, and Felicon's for people who have suffered the loss of a baby,
yes,
pre or postnatal. And for every tree that's bought, 40 euros will go to each of those charities. Not all of them, but people can choose an Irish Hospice tree or an Ireland tree, etc. So that makes a contribution into the broader community, into, I suppose, charities that really make a difference when people need it, you know. So that's a good thing, as well as the environmental piece.
Yeah, and that you can visit, that they're there, and they'll be there for a long time, longer than any of us will be on this planet of ours as well, which is wonderful to contemplate. You have a lovely combination there, I have to say, between the water, the woodlands, the wildlife. The biodiversity is thriving.
Oh, it is indeed, and you can see there's creatures coming back that haven't been around for a while. I mean, like, it's phenomenal how fast nature will take things over. But you see that when a property is left abandoned or a house is left neglected. I mean, it'll be covered in foliage before you know it. So all we need to do is give them set aside a little piece and let nature take hold and let it take it back. And look, whether that's part of your back garden or whether it's a field or whether it's the corner of a farm, if everybody did a little bit, it'll make a huge difference.
Huge. And trees are key to improving the biodiversity and helping this little island of ours in the context of the overall planet. So for yourself and Irish Trees, tell our listeners today, how can they get in touch with you? Because I'm sure you're ringing bells all around the place with what we're talking about here.
Well, Jerry, it's straightforward. The name of our business is Irish Trees, so our website is irishtrees.ie, and people can just key that in to their phone or into their desktop or their tablet, and indeed they can call us. They could call 086-255-8531, that's 086-255-8531 or irishtrees.ie, or if people if the urns piece resonated with some people,
yes,
listeners, we've got irishurns.com. It does exactly what it says on the tin in terms of the website names.
I asked Aina this question, and she know Aina herself. Ask her a direct question, you're going to get a direct answer, that's for sure. So with trepidation, I'm going to ask you this. You're a man of trees. If you were to pick one native Irish tree, which one do you love more than others?
You know the way people say there's no favourite kids.
Jerry,
genuinely, my favourite tree is the rowan, the mountain ash.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely love that tree.
Good for man. Those, thanks,
for those
Bob.
Reasons.
Yeah, because Aina gave me the exact same answer about the children. She made the exact same answer. Isn't that amazing that you just said to me there now as well? Because she wouldn't select. But I'm delighted you did, because that is an absolutely cracker. A beautiful tree with so many aspects to it.
It really, really is a stunning tree. But it has a lot of history in Ireland, in mythology.
Yes.
And, you know, part of the rowan branch would often be put in the either under the threshold or in the door frame on the way into houses to ward off fairies and evil spirits. And indeed, Harry Potter, all the wands are made out of rowan tree as well.
There you go.
But I think it has a beautiful flower, and then the berries in the autumn are the most stunning. And, of course, food for the birds.
Yes, absolutely. It does everything. irishtrees.ie, irishurns.com. It's been a pleasure. Keep doing what you're doing. And we know Randall as well. He's a fantastic guy, and your collaboration is absolutely wonderful. On National Tree Week, Bob Hamilton, lovely to talk to you.